Hey everybody, Aaron here with a quick word before we start episode 97 of this wonderful show. Hey, we're still looking for artists to submit some artwork that will go up celebrating our 100th episode on the website at air-raid.net. So if you have some ideas that you'd like to get on paper and possibly onto a t-shirt celebrating our 100th episode, we would love to put it up there. So email me your artwork that we can put in the background, maybe a Godzilla destroying the Seattle skyline, or a bunch of zombie characters of all the guests kind of walking behind Mairead and I there, the very statuesque figures of Mairead and I on the website. So there you go. Make me feel like people listen to this show. Email me, Aaron at air-raid.net. That's two A's. Start it. Well, hello and welcome, everyone.
Oh, hey.
Welcome to the Air Raid Podcast.
Oh, yeah, I like this idea.
This is episode 97.
Woo!
In what is now officially considered a long and drawn-out series, I'm your host, Aaron Roden.
You don't want to get mixed up with a guy like me.
And no, you do not want to get mixed up with a guy like me. I will get you into trouble. And by trouble, I mean you will go to bed at 7 o'clock p.m.
No! Kelly Clarkson!
This, of course, is the show where we drop bombs of awesome straight into your ear holes. Thank you for joining us this week. We've got a great show planned for you.
It's going to hurt a lot of it.
Greg Berendt and Dave Anthony, they will be joining us shortly here in an episode that we recorded a couple weeks back while they were here in Seattle doing a live taping of Walking the Room there at Laugh Hole. Held at Chop Suey here in beautiful Seattle, Washington. The weather is amazing here this weekend. It's just awesome. The weather is awesome. It's supposed to get up to like 75 today, 80 degrees tomorrow. Really, really happy about this. However, it always comes down to this. At least like maybe the first or second really nice weekend in Seattle, I'm always sick. And that is the case this weekend. Nothing has changed. I don't know how I get so frickin' sick. Maybe it's because this baby sticks her hands in my mouth. And that does not bode well for my immune system. Could be it. Could be it. But we'll talk about more. We'll talk more about kids later on in the show with Greg and Dave. But first, we've got a great announcement to make. A lot of the Seattle podcasts, Seattle area podcasts, are getting together June 30th, 8 o'clock, Naked City Brewery and Tap House there on Greenwood Avenue here in Seattle. Let's see, Sibling Rivalry, The Grapes of Rad, Stack of Dimes, this other podcast, Dong Teeny. What is Dong Teeny? Dong Teeny? That sounds rad. Anyway, we are all going to be getting... Oh, and Sean DeTore's mixtape. We're all going to be getting together and hanging out. And the reason we're doing this is because we're all nervous that no one will show up. So, as long as we're all there hanging out together, it doesn't matter, right? But we still do want you guys to show up, of course. So come down, meet all of us, have some drinks. We're just going to be hanging out, maybe eating some food, talking shit. No, we're not going to do that. We're nice people. We're not going to make you feel uncomfortable. We'll talk to you. We'll meet you. We'll hang out. Naked City Brewery and Tap House on Greenwood Avenue, June 30th at 8 o'clock p.m. Come and check it out. Plus a special appearance by Jeremy Grader's brother who lives over in New York. Who does their Sibling Rivalry podcast is coming out to Seattle to hang out, so that'll be fun. Be my first time meeting him. We hope that you can make it, and we're gonna try to have some merch available at that point too. Maybe some T-shirts, some stickers, some posters, and hopefully you guys will we'll submit some artwork for that 100th episode that we talked about before the show started today. Anyway, let's get to it, shall we? For the sake, you know, I don't want to be bland or anything. I don't want to be bland. I don't want to take up too much time doing plugs and shit. I was just thinking about this the other day. And actually, this has to do with kids a little bit. But it is a weird thing when you become a parent. And all of a sudden, people, mostly women of the female variety, you know, when they come over, friends of yours, they come over and they bring stuff for your kid. Does this happen to you guys? I know there are a few parents out there that listen to this show. Especially when you have a baby, like people will come by and be like, "Oh, I saw this and I thought of your child and I just had to get it. It's just so cute. It's just so cute. Here, have this." They're constantly trying to show you what your kid should dress up in, right? Yeah. Anyway, I sometimes I don't mind it if the person has a good sense of style or a good sense of what we like to, force our child to dress in. That's great. That's great. I love it. But please don't bring any carved statues made of wood. We've got too many of those. We've got way too many of those. But the weird thing is that doesn't happen in my life anymore, right? It doesn't happen to me. Like, it would be great if one of my buddies came over one day and was like, "Hey, Aaron, I saw this 80-inch LCD television with 3D capabilities, and I just thought of you, and I just had to get it for you. I just had to get it for you." I'd be like, "Oh, thank you. That's just so sweet. That's so sweet. Here, have a bagel. Have a bagel." But no, that never happens. Or, let's see. Here, Aaron, I saw this model in a Slave Leia costume, and I thought of you because you're really into Star Wars and chicks dressed up in brass bikinis, I want you to have this. I'd be like, "Oh, thank you. You're so sweet. You're so sweet." That would just be wonderful, right? But that doesn't happen when you're an adult. That only happens in the sex slave trade, apparently, over in Thailand. Yes, we've got a great show for you planned today. Guys, I hope you enjoy it. This episode 97. Three more episodes left How does that math work? Until episode 100, we're still waiting for your artwork. So send that in, aaron@air-ray.net. You can find all this good stuff. All of our back episodes with Dana Gould, Pete Holmes, all the bands that we've had on, like John Roderick, Matt Brook of Band of Horses and Grand Archives, Pickwick, all that stuff on our website now at the all-new revamped archive page. So go and check that out, right? There's a lot of good shit on there. There's a lot of good stuff. Producer Phil Eck, producer of Built to Spill and all the Band of Horses albums and all that good stuff. Mudhoney, come on. You gotta check that stuff out. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoy the episode. We're going to be featuring music today by a band that's going to be playing Capitol Hill Block Party coming up on, July 20th, 21st, and 22nd there on Capitol Hill here in Seattle. A lot of bands. 100 bands. 100 bands going to be there. Hopefully, yours truly will also be there. But this band, Fits in the Tantrums, going to be there as well. One of the headlining bands. This song is called Dear Mr. President off of their album Picking Up the Pieces. You can find them at fitsandthetantrums.com. And we'll be right back with Greg and Dave from Walking the Room. You're gonna enjoy this. Don't mind the sound quality. It was done in a weird area. Weird stuff. All right. That's about it. Dear Mr. President, Fits in the Tantrums. We'll be right back.
Getting in line, there's no jobs in the kids.
right, welcome back. We are here at Chop Suey at Laugh Hole for the live show of Walking the Room with Greg Benrettard.
And, close.
That's close.
Bernhardt.
It's Bernhardt. It's Dane Cook. It's Dane Cook. It's two words. Very crisp. Very clean.
Dane Cook. Okay.
Yeah. Keep texting, Dave, because you don't seem like enough of a douche.
I'm looking at your Twitter fight that you have with someone.
I didn't have a Twitter fight. Somebody had a Twitter fight
she
for me.
She called you a dick.
Did you?
I know. I told her to go fuck herself, and then I left it because I'm not a guy that wants to stay in a Twitter fight. Then
did
I blocked
this happen
her.
Today? You got in a Twitter fight today?
Yeah, we're going to talk about this a little bit tonight. Should we talk about it now?
No, if we're going to talk about it tonight,
we're
going to
talk about it tonight. It'll be on the Walking the Room Live Seattle podcast.
One of the things we like to do is we don't like to tell each other what we're going to talk about.
Is that that's how you guys conduct your show?
Yeah,
it's just totally because
I like
our conversations. One time are barely listenable. Twice would be unbearable. So imagine that with the life sucked out of it. Like, oh, I know what you're going to say. I can barely listen to you when it's new.
Right.
Well, this is the weirdest room I've ever done a podcast in.
No, isn't
it?
Awesome.
Isn't it? Well, usually we do these shows in what we like to call the dining room studios at my home up in Greenwood. But you guys didn't want to come up there. No.
Here's the thing. When you give people the option of doing it 10 minutes before their show, at their convenience, they're going to take that. And this feels way more rock and roll because we're doing it in a rock club.
I feel like there's an Asian influence here.
Well,
just a little bit.
I feel at the club
Chop Suey.
Yeah,
yeah. They except for I'm not sure how many leopards.
Lepers?
Leopards. The carpet is leopard print
in here.
Not that there aren't leopards in Asia, but I don't think there are.
Leopards?
It's a strip club on Sundays.
How do you fucking know there aren't leopards in
Asia?
How
do you know that there are?
Yeah, but the assumption that you're making is disgusting.
Besides. In Harajuku, where leopards go to dress.
Right.
I'll fucking destroy you.
Well, here's the thing is, you're making an assumption
to the sound of
an entire continent. Like they couldn't fucking walk over from Africa?
Wow.
Yeah. Right?
This is it.
Guys. Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you here?
Oh my God!
Is the guy whose podcast it is here also?
I bet his interview.
It's like we forgot you were here for a minute. We started doing our own thing.
Welcome to the Air Raid Podcast.
We're dicks.
I'm guessing your interview with the Dumb Dumb Girls went better than this. Yeah.
What's that?
Your interview with the Dumb Dumb Girls must have gone better than this.
The Dumb Dumb Girls.
Didn't you interview them?
No, I have no idea who that is.
It seems like a band that would play a venue about this size. That you would probably interview.
No.
Do you know them?
No.
He doesn't even know who they are.
I don't even know who they are. The Dumb Dumb Girls.
Wow.
Yeah.
Awkward.
Yeah. Wow.
Awkward. Awkward for the Dumb Girls.
Mostly for them. And yet, I guarantee you, no one that listens to them or them will probably hear, our podcast. Perhaps they'll hear this one. They might
Maybe.
Have friends on it.
Maybe.
What was the last band you interviewed?
Last band. Let's see. Lamolo. Have you heard of them?
No.
I know.
They're local Seattle.
I know their name ends with an O.
That is true, Dave.
Yeah.
Do you do a lot of Seattle bands, or do you do touring? I'm interested more in your show.
We do a lot of Seattle bands.
Yeah, your listeners already know this. It's not like you're on our show and I'm helping you. But some of our listeners will listen to this, and then they will friend you, and then they will tweet at you.
I hope they do.
And they will say,
"See
for fucking hell." Yeah.
Do you start with an air raid siren? I would.
We start with the air raid because I do it kind of like. I do an intro to each show.
Yeah.
So we start with who is it? Parker Posey screaming Air Raid from Dazed and Confused.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh? I like your website, too.
Oh, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Very much. Yeah.
Oh, I did homework.
Oh, wow.
He looked it up.
Yeah.
I went did and looked, you, Greg? Looked
no, but
shit.
I opened my heart to you, so
that's pretty,
a given thing.
Okay. Dave's, yeah. Dave's still texting right now. He's
I thought
talking.
There was... Yeah, going to be a girl because there was a girl on the website.
That is my wife. And we started out this whole show. We were going to do my wife because my wife's name is Maraid. My name is Aaron. So hence the air raid.
It goes
and
together.
We were going to do.
And Marin was already taken.
And Marin was taken. Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
And so you put them together.
Speaking of cunt.
Oh.
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 No.
What happened?
No, really?
Not. No.
You got stories?
Yeah, a little bit.
What happened?
Yeah, he's not nice to everybody.
He was.
Did he do a show here?
No. He just didn't even come on. But he gave me this line.
Oh, here we go.
I'm over there. I got one friend, in Seattle, and I'm gonna hang out with him. And then he went on two shows. He went on two other shows.
Well, maybe
is that some sad shit or what?
Well, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
At least say I don't want to do it. But to go, like, you know what? I got one guy there. I'm just going to hang with him, and then all of a sudden you're popping up on podcasts all over town. That's not
know,
great.
It's
that's
hard. I will say though, it is hard. Like when you don't know somebody and you don't know what it is, and there are quite a few podcasts now.
Oh yeah.
You know, there are better ways.
But you can just say, yeah, I don't want to do another one.
Right. You can be straight up.
You can be straight up.
Yeah.
You can say I don't like podcasts that are associated with bombings. Even though it's a loose association.
Listen, I was just on Hair Raid, and I don't want.
Well, that's
don't
a good one, though,
because
they talk about what's going on with hair, like what's happening
Fuck,
in hair
dude,
today.
Why, let's open up a barbershop like called Hair Raid.
But a current event hair.
That'd be good.
A current event hair right? podcast.
Yeah, so, you could make that work.
It feels like that's been done that before, right? Yeah, like, I bet if we. Yeah. Here's what the great thing is. Here's what I love about modern technology. You can have an awesome idea, Google it, and then be completely deflated moments later, realizing somebody thought of your dumbass thing millions of years ago.
Like when. Remember back a couple months ago when Libya was getting bombed?
Oh, yeah. I remember that. I was around.
Web hits for airraid.net went through the
fucking
roof.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
fantastic.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Congratulations.
Was like, name choice check one.
If we ever get bombed, like America, let's say.
Yeah, my web hits are just going to go.
You're going to be the shit.
Google Analytics is going to just fucking break down.
So you're almost like CNN and Fox in that you kind of want war.
A little bit,
yeah,
because
little
it helps.
Bit. He
it helps
war.
A little bit.
More like Fox. More like Fox.
Right, Fox.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with that.
Hey, thanks.
No, so wait, what happened to Raid? Where did she go? Why is she not?
We did a test episode. We did a pilot episode, and she listened to it, and she was like, I can't do it.
How weird. So this is, here's what happened. You guys made a pilot, and your wife didn't make, she got recast. Yeah. You guys shot a pilot,
but
or you made
the,
a pilot.
But kept the name.
But here's the thing. She's one of the executives at the studio, and she said, you know what? She's not testing well. And so she took herself
she
out
fired
of the pilot.
Herself. It's kind of like having Welcome Back Carter. Welcome Back Carter.
Yeah.
And then you fire Carter, but you keep Welcome Back Carter.
Well, you just keep Welcome Back. So Welcome Back's doing the show, but there's no Carter. So it's just Welcome Back, but there's just generally.
Yeah, and just it's just an empty room.
Oh, I can tell you this, though. Marin has two friends, and he will not be able to make it.
Okay. But now my wife, she heads up the advertising department and does the producer duties.
Whoa,
so
you have an advertising department.
Well, we have some.
You're way ahead of us.
Yeah.
How long have you guys been doing,
how
many times
have you
said Fleshlight on this show?
Zero.
Is that right? You guys haven't got the Fleshlight?
No. Nope.
You haven't gotten Adam and Eve.
We had for one month, we had adamandeve.com, and we couldn't have fucked that up more.
Is that an affiliate program? Is that what that? This is real inside baseball here. Is that an affiliate?
It's the first one that in Audible, the first ones that reach out, and they kind of just make the rounds, and they don't care about content.
Right,
and
right.
Just like,
and they
want to
see if you get any hits by when they put in your thing.
Yeah.
But Dave and I couldn't have tried less.
Less.
And the thing is, we're not even against the product. We just would say things
sometimes
like,
when you
hey, have, if you like to stick your dick in things and you like people to put, or maybe you like to put your stuff in stuff or you like to come, like.
But that's all true.
That is all true.
I mean, we are reaching out to the.
Well,
well
the
I
thing they don't understand
true.
Is that they don't understand our listeners. Our listeners like to do all those things. However, they never do them.
Right.
They're all shut-ins.
They like to.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they don't.
They would
don't.
Like to.
Yeah.
Key word. Would.
Do you have advertisers?
We have in the past, yeah. Yeah.
And your wife is the one who would she make phone calls? What's she doing?
Well, we've had some baby troubles lately. So that's, you know, that's kind of taken up most of her time right now.
Baby troubles will do that.
You guys are parents too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Yes. I have a 3-year-old and he has
a 7 and a 10-year-old.
I was just listening today to your live show that you did with Patton Oswalt.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys were talking at the beginning of that. Greg, you have two daughters, is that correct?
That's right, I have two.
I have one that is now a year old as of Saturday.
Whoa, you're in it.
Well, am I?
Yeah, one year old. Yeah. That's
soon, your daughter when she's 7.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Oh, that's what
Greg's
I want. Your daughter's playing drums.
And it's of his daughter playing drums. Is this the 10-year-old or the 7-year-old?
This is the 10-year-old.
10-year-old playing drums. No fucking joke.
That's
either.
What I want, Greg. That's what
no
I
joke.
Want.
That's
I
what
want
you want?
My, yeah, I want my daughter to be a lesbian. I want her to play drums.
I would be with you on the lesbian thing if I had a daughter.
No drums, though?
Because, no, I don't care about drums, but men are just awful, so I would want my daughter to be a lesbian.
Yeah, totally. I know how men work.
I'll go however she, you know, whatever works for her. I'll go with both of it. But the drumming thing, this makes me, I wrote my wife and said, I don't know if I've liked anything ever more than this video clip.
Yeah.
And I got one the other day of the 7-year-old doing the same thing. Because they are now, we decided, and you'll find this with the kids, you have to go, look, you have to do something. We have to find something for you to do. You're 10
right.
now. You have to pick one thing. I don't
it's
care.
It's either
going to
be soccer
roller
or,
derby.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they said, we will take drum lessons. So every weekend now we have a family drum lesson. I wasn't there. I was in New Zealand for the last one. But one of the guys from the Blue Men Group,
Humble
who's
brag.
A friend of ours, comes over. And what's that?
Nothing. Go ahead.
I didn't say See, now that became about you.
You guys
of course
say
I did.
What I was
do you guys hate each other?
No,
is that
no, Dave's my best
okay.
friend.
Okay.
But I get, which is that is also that is
legitimate
also,
question.
That, and also that is not saying that is saying a lot about me when I say that.
Seasoned podcaster right here. Episode 97.
I get pictures of my son's shits.
You put that on ratemyshit.com?
He takes a dump. And then he goes, take a picture of it and send it to
well,
the adult.
Well, tell
him
what happened. What happened
here.
Was is that you were on the road and he took one.
He took the first one.
In the toilet and he wanted a picture of it. And then he thought that's how it was going to go from here on out.
Yeah.
So he kept getting pictures taken. And
so
they
now
guys,
every time right. he goes to the bathroom, he's like, well, let's do a photo shoot. So every time he takes a dump, now he thinks it has to be photographed. Clearly, this is going to end up somewhere really fucking weird when he gets to be in his 20s. But right now, it's you know cute, but it's going to go weird. It's,
I think
it's
that's how Ted Bundy started
gonna,
his life.
I'm going to go with yeah. yep. I'm going to yeah. go with after the first. I'm going to go with not cute from the first one, unless
oh, no.
you're family.
Great, right.
unless you're family.
Well, my wife put a little sombrero on it. Like it looked, it was a
oh,
very.
Oh fuck
cute.
You! See that. That is not right. That is not real. No way.
No, she didn't.
Okay.
She actually put two little hands on it. She didn't put a sombrero. Come on.
She
put a baseball hat.
You're not going to waste sombreros on that.
No, not the sombrero. I mean,
she
that goes in the
drink.
Googly
eyes on it and then spun it with a stick. And it just went around and around and went, no!
So they got into drums. Did you... You didn't push them into that.
Well,
they took
let's
to that.
Be real
I mean,
about
you're a music guy, right?
Here's what
guy.
We did. We set the house up so that it's sort of unavoidable that you play music.
Right.
In our
yes.
living room is that
yes.
drum kit.
That's
and
what
then,
I've been doing.
Right. There's a piano also there, mm-hmm. And there's guitars all around the house. And there's no, with the exception of the Gretsch White Falcon, there's no you can't touch this.
Right.
So, because the Fenders, you can drop them and break them and fix them. So, I'm like, just have at it.
Yeah.
Just have at it. And, of course, they sort of haven't. But maybe they'll go that way. They do enjoy the music a lot. But I don't know. But that so this is the first thing. So you know, and
did your wife like just send that to you today or something?
Like moments ago, as we were driving
nice.
Over here.
Very nice.
So I'm very
I'm
pleased.
Very I'm excited for you.
Thank you. I'm pleased.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
pleased about that.
Yeah.
So who knows? I mean, and obviously, like there was a point 15 years ago where like the idea of your kid being in a band actually might have been okay, might have been a lucrative.
Yeah, not
like
anymore.
They could have had a lucrative moment. Even if they were super famous now, it's over. Like, I heard a guy today, the guy from Patrick, the drummer from the Black Keys, was going, yeah, let's be real about this. This thing ends 3-4 years from now, I'm fucking in trouble. Like, there's not enough money. There's not enough.
Yeah, and that's
you know
a two-guy
I mean?
Band. They're not splitting it with anybody.
No.
Right, right.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's like, it's.
Well, and they did that whole first album on their own, too.
Yeah.
Pretty much, right?
Yeah. I mean,
besides distribution, maybe, but.
Unless you own all of it, you know. So anyway, I mean,
right,
this is becoming an interesting conversation.
Yeah. So what is it? What is it like for you guys? I mean, you guys have both been in the comedy realm for quite some time. What's it like having families and being on the road?
Not good.
No, it sucks.
Don't like it?
Yeah, it sucks.
It sucks. I mean, one of the cool things about the podcast.
Did you like it up until that point that you started a family?
I think as you get older, you get less into being on the road. But then once you have a family, you're like, ugh, I don't want to go out on the road at all.
It's just like kind of a grind or something.
It's just not fun. Being away from your kids blows.
Yeah, yeah. I hear that.
I didn't really get to go on the road until after I got married, but I would have easily, like, I liked it before I got married, and then now I just want to hang out with my wife, so it's hard because it's not like – I think it depends. I think if you got to the level where you were like doing what Louis does, like, or even like what this is. We come into town tonight.
Yeah,
we
this
do
is
one
no big
show.
Deal.
Mm-hmm. It'll be really fun, and then we'll split.
Yeah.
I think when you're 3 days in a comedy club, it's hard, and you're in a hotel. And
but
you're
usually
by yourself,
it's not three. Usually it's, you know,
or
five.
Longer. Yeah, it can be
six.
Longer.
Uh-huh.
And you do that every weekend after a while. It also feels like – it doesn't feel like you're accomplishing anything.
Right.
Literally, you're just there getting a check. It's not taking your career further. It's a result. It's as a result of what other fame you've had. So
right.
The only thing that's been exciting about it now is because of the podcast, the kinds of fans that are coming out are really enthusiastic and
right,
they're
right.
They are almost like seeing friends. So there's, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. And that, yeah, I guess that was going to be my next kind of question or swerve of the conversation, because a lot of comedians now have podcasts.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, I mean, it's like a given.
Yeah,
almost, right?
Pretty much.
And it seems to work really well for everybody, I think.
I think people realize you're not vying for other people's... There's two fans. There's your fans and there's podcast fans. And there's enough of them for you to have a following. But you're only doing it for people that really like you. And if you're a comic, your trade is talking.
Right.
So
right.
If people like your special, it's conceivable if your podcast doesn't blow that they will like you on a weekly basis.
Maybe even more.
So you're continuing that thread. Then when you go up and you do your stand-up, those bits seem to have some relevance to them because they've heard them coming or they know about this bit of this thing about you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
It really supports it. So the fact that like there's that blowback now, like, oh, do you have a podcast? Yes, asshole. I also have shoes. It's just going to be a required. It's going to be a requirement for people
like
to have
that.
It. And
it's,
I also think
it's very amusing to me that people, there's like this little blow. Oh, really? Oh, a guy with the podcast? Yeah, because I'm in the entertainment business, and this is my first direct access to my fans, in which nobody's between me and them. So, oh, sorry, I'm doing that. Apologies. Yeah.
And also, right. the weird thing about a podcast is it can't get in your way because it's like
you do it on your time.
You have to invite a podcast over to your house.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not on your television when you're doing it on.
So far.
So if you're mad at my podcast, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, that's amazing when people write on Twitter. Oh man, your podcast sucks. Well, congratulations on seeking out something that blows
and listening to it. And your solution.
Thanks for the download, D-bag.
Right. Yeah, yeah. And your solution's simple. Stop. Like, it's
right,
not like
right.
you're forced. I can understand the blowback if you don't like Whitney.
Yeah, you're hearing it everywhere.
Because you've been forced to be confronted with Whitney, whether you wanted to or not. And that's
Do you know Whitney?
A little bit. I do know Whitney a little bit.
Okay. I was going to give you a personal message if you didn't know her.
Give it to me. I don't know her. Give it to me.
I have a nice relationship.
Give it to me. I don't have any relationship with her.
I have a nice relationship with
her. That show is terrible.
Oh, I think Whitney based on ratings, I think a lot of people know
really?
That at this point. Yeah,
oh, okay.
I thought
you were going to say the ratings were good.
No, the ratings aren't good at all.
Yeah.
It's not. But then again, nothing on NBC is doing well.
No.
It started to pick up at the end of the season, and it might get picked up for another season, but... Yeah, it didn't do. They put a lot of money into that show.
Yeah.
I think the thing I would say about her is a lover or hater. She, while everyone else was.
She's hilarious
on
outside
Twitter
that show.
And talking shit about her. She was in hotel rooms after shows, writing two shows and getting picked up and getting made. And I do think that there is some, you know, obviously in our business, there's jealousy about that. But the fact is, she's a go-getter and she worked really hard. And you don't have to love what she's done, but I definitely have respect for her, you know.
I didn't say that was.
No, look,
there was some truth to that joke.
But
it was still just a joke.
I watched one full episode of Two Broke Girls and I liked it, and I never watched another one. And I watched half an episode of Whitney, and that's it.
Yeah.
And
now
I read.
I watched a full episode.
I couldn't get through all
of Whitney.
Good for you, man.
Well, you
way
know,
to make
someone
it through.
Someone had to take that bullet. I don't know her at all. So
she's very nice.
Okay, whatever.
We'll change the subject. So have you found that like since starting the podcast, like your touring act, your comedy act, have they seen a rise in attendance from that? I mean, has the podcast added to your popularity?
For me, individually? I didn't have any. But
I mean, three people would have been.
Yeah, zero would have been. You know what's done is, like, now when there's a room full of people, there's a smattering of our... Sorry, I had a little bit of feedback there. There's a smattering of our fans.
What did you eat earlier today? That's a fish, right?
Is that vegan
sausage? Oh, yeah, that
sausage.
A
vegan sausage.
I had a fish packed with beans.
Oh, yeah.
It was good. There's like a smattering of fans in this big audience, and they lift up the whole audience.
Yeah.
So instead
of
having to win over the audience now, there's these people, it's like they're
like
ringers
it's,
that are there to, and they're ready for anything. So the whole audience just kind of gets lifted
up. Yeah, they definitely change it. And I got an email today about about my sales so far this year from my manager and saying your ticket sales are up significantly. But that's not amazing, but they were in the shitter for a while. So yes is the answer to the long answer to that. And like Dave said, it's that thing of like, it really just takes three or four of them to be in a room to make it suddenly go, oh fuck. And you as a comic, knowing you have that, get better. So I think people are seeing better shows, and by that I mean not horrible. And enjoying themselves.
Yeah.
Plus we've also had the experience of, like, we were just in Australia where I had a solo show and I sold pretty good tickets. But both of our podcasts sold out, had to be moved to bigger rooms and then sold out again. So that is the podcast nation. Those people, and they came from all over
Australia. Then I did a bunch of rooms around town, and every show I did there were people there.
Nice.
I tweeted one. I was like, I just decided to do the show in half an hour, and it was midnight. Yeah. And when I got there, there were five people there to see me.
And three of them were in clown. The other thing is that they were outfit people.
They were
clown outfits.
They were clown outfits.
What is that whole thing? Actually, hold on. Let's take a quick musical break here, and then when we come back, we're going to be talking more with the guys from Walking the Room, Dave Anthony and Greg Burstad.
Perfect. I love
this.
It.
This song is Silver Pants by the Papayas.
We'll be right back.
Gary Coleman. We don't have a secret. That's what Brian used to always say to me. Paul Sand, I would wink at him. He goes, don't wink at me. We don't have a secret. And I go, dude, you have so many secrets.
So many.
Fucking big beast. I don't know. Do you know Brian Paul Sand?
I love that guy.
Have you interviewed him?
No, I haven't.
We'll give him the good word on you, and we'll tell him.
Thank you. That would be awesome here. Because he's been in one of my favorite bands, a couple of my favorite bands' videos.
Oh, wait, so you're a metal guy.
Red Fang.
Oh, I don't even know Red Fang.
Oh, man. They're from Portland. They're fucking phenomenal.
And are you a metal guy?
I'm not, not strictly.
No, but
no,
you do
but
like,
they're fucking good.
Yeah, that's Red
like
Fang.
Good fuzz, you know, like old vintage, like guitar metal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm saying,
I do.
Almost Fu Manchu-like.
Yeah.
I love that Fu Manchu's an old band to him. Mm-hmm. You know, like Fu Manchu, like the classic old stuff.
No.
Fu Manchu. You don't mean like Trouble. You're not even talking about like the band Trouble. You're not even talking about like fucking Fu Manchu. You remember like Caius, like the old guys.
What the fuck did you want me to say? Iron Butterfly? Come
well, on. I didn't want you to go that far back, but I did think you were going to say something like, you know, kind of Sabbathy.
That would have worked too.
Yeah.
That would have worked too.
I love
did
that.
I just make you feel
no,
old?
No. Fuck, dude, make me feel old. I'm hunched over. Listen to me. I am old. You make me feel old. I am old.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Air Raid Podcast.
I saw Hendrix live.
Oh,
I hurt myself by saying that.
There is a guy in town right now that is being touted as the new Hendrix. And this is you got to check this guy out. You're a music guy.
Yeah,
he's from here.
He's actually from Canada. Hendrix is from here. Yeah. This guy's name is Jordan Cook, and he goes by Rain Wolf.
Fuck yeah, he does.
Which is kind of a ridiculous name.
When you said he was the new Hendrix, I was like, oh, cool, meaning he's an innovator on guitar. But when you said Rain Wolf, you made me think like, oh, so he's a Hendrix imitator.
No, listen.
Not an imitator.
You say that at the end of his show. He turns into a wolf, and water explodes off of him.
What if different kind of rains, like hold
the reins.
What, like hold? Never mind.
Yeah.
So he has like it's like he does.
Oh, is he?
It's like he's doing a show on the Iditarod. So he is.
Is it
just,
really? Does he spell it REIGN?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if you know this, but I'm in the REIGNING Monarchs. So fuck off. Don't try and get
awkward.
I've already got.
Are you guys doing Rainfest?
Oh my God! It's us, the Raining Sound, Rain Wolf, and the Raining Monarchs,
and we're playing Bumper Shoot.
And we're gonna play fucking Bumper Shoot.
So check this guy out though, Greg, because he's fucking phenomenal. Yeah.
Does he sing also?
Yes, he sings. He's got a great voice.
Okay, I'll check out Rain Wolf. I'll check out Rain Wolf.
Good stuff.
He's like a modern day Aha.
With some ABBA overtones.
Yeah.
You asked us what the clown outfits are about.
Yeah.
It's a little meta, but like maybe 15 episodes.
Because you're right now,
in.
For those of you listening at home, Greg is sporting some very nice clown pants.
Yep. Clown pants, and Dave will be in a clown outfit.
Soon.
Awesome.
We, one afternoon, in the infancy of our stupid thing that nobody was listening to, we decided that we thought the ICP were ridiculous.
Yes.
We were talking.
I would agree.
Can you imagine that we would have that opinion? Those gentlemen.
The thing we were
With the face paint on, I figured you guys were fans.
We were like, no. See, that's the opposite. we're clown from the neck down. We don't fucking put face paint and then thug wear on. Like that fucking horse shit. Yeah. Big baggy shitty t-shirt shorts thing with the clown face. We're the other way around.
Yeah.
So we made that joke. We're like clown from the neck down. And because we call our thing a pod cuddle and our listeners call themselves cuddlers, we changed it to the like, what's up, cuddler? So that became our whole thing.
Uh-huh.
One afternoon. But the
so
folks,
there's like seven layers of inception into this.
Yes.
I mean,
it's
got,
if you're,
it's,
if you're
going.
Asking us if we built a house, we did.
We did. And so now we live in this. And so, but this became things. So then people start showing up within weeks. People start showing up to my shows in clown outfits.
In clown outfits.
And it's
kind of
cool.
Great.
I mean, it's like we've actually created the same thing they created, which is you know, like we have these, like, you know, these shows, but they almost feel like gatherings because we all hang out. And
well, now you need like a tattoo of maybe a guy with a mohawk carrying the Juggalo thing is the guy with the dreads that's like running
with a hatchet
or a butcher's knife or something like that.
Right. So we'll get like a guy with a mohawk running with gigantic shoes.
Yeah.
Get on that, guys. Listen.
It could just be Sideshow Bob. You could just get a silhouette of
Sideshow
Bob.
Seattle poster
Simpsons,
artists, hook us up.
Are you speaking directly to the Seattle poster artists?
There's a Seattle poster artist that'll go over to tweet us something cool, and Dave will pay for it.
Listen, Seattle poster artist.
He's loaded.
Come on, dude.
I can draw that.
I go to Flatstock. Don't
get
me wrong. Do you know what Flatstock is? Do you even know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's a
poster
event that
festival.
Happens every year for very. Oh, I thought it was for ladies that had no breasts that went to a festival.
That's getting really close to something I can't deal with you on some of. I think they're letting people in. Can you hear that?
Yes,
yeah, that's like our party music that we put
that's
on.
That's your party music.
No, yeah. What is that? I should have made a mix tonight.
Rain something.
It's probably Rain Wolf.
ABBA.
Oh my God. The Rain Wolf. I'm not going to check out Rain Wolf.
Kind of wolfish.
No.
I'm sorry. No. I'm going to leave.
That's more of a San Diego thing.
So has a band made an original theme song for you yet?
No. We use Feel the Pain from Dinosaur Jr.
Oh, nice. Ooh.
Made a loop of the intro to the, you know, that song. It's really good. You guys are going to have to listen to this episode.
Maybe.
I rarely listen to, I don't even listen to artists.
You guys don't listen to any podcasts?
Yeah. I listen to Tofop with Widow Anderson and Charlie Clausen. It's an Australian podcast. It's my favorite.
Uh-huh.
And I listen to a soccer podcast.
You big into soccer?
I am.
Yeah, you are.
Very big into soccer.
I'm going to listen to this one now because it's got music on it.
And I'll check this one out. I always check them out. It's hard to really get into any now and follow them now because of the kids.
Well, there's so many too, and yeah, when you do have small kids, I mean everybody's you know throwing the F word around or Greg, they're you know spitting cunt out in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah. I want I listen to Never Not Funny and I listen to and I listen to Marin's mm-hmm. pretty consistently. And
yeah,
I really want someone to do a music version of what Marin does, which is a musician who's been around for a long time.
Well, there
maybe
you go, buddy.
With real, you know, like a guy that really had a shot at it, didn't quite get it, but everyone still thinks has awesome credibility as a musician, and then is trying to figure out his career through the careers of others. Because if you listen to Marin, what's intriguing about his still, it's a good question, but he's so, especially the early ones, he's so fucked up about his own career and then somebody else's career. That the questions he asked based on why are you getting something like the subtext.
Yeah, why are you there?
How the fuck did this happen for you?
Yeah.
I want a music one like that. I want people to question mm-hmm. how other people got there. And I also just think that there isn't a good inside baseball music one. So
yeah. Well, I will say that speaking to especially musicians from Seattle, like we've had John Roderick from The Long Winters.
I love him. He's
fantastic.
You fight with him all the time on
Fake
Twitter.
Fight.
I know, but
fake fight.
Fake bites. Yeah. He's
that guy is prolific at the tweets. Mm-hmm. But he's got some great stories and always a lot of fun to talk to.
He'd be great.
Some of the guys from Band of Horses have been on this show.
Oh yeah.
And you know, it's hard to break through the musician shell sometimes.
Yeah. Well, they may not be as interesting, you know? but you want to hear those fucking stories.
Oh, no. I find it endlessly interesting, and that's why I first started doing this show, is because I used to, you know, I used to play music in a band and stuff, and then...
What band?
What...
Uncle Tupelo?
The Huge. Yeah. Wilco? Have you heard of him?
I don't know.
You're talking to Jeff Tweedy, motherfucker.
You look good.
That's Jeff Tweedy.
Well, that's fucking Tweedy. He's fucking shaped up. That getting off the drugs helped you. You look awesome, man.
You look good.
Thank you.
You look younger than I thought you'd
Thank
be.
You.
Yeah.
It's hard to have those candid conversations sometimes with musicians. Because they are a little bit closed off. Like, you know, having that conversation with a comedian is different. Like, where you guys came in, we met really quick, you know, and just kind of chatted for a moment before we started the show.
Yeah.
I mean, comedians are, like you said, you guys get paid to talk.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Yeah.
And that's one thing that I always found interesting, too, is and why I always ask every comedian that I meet the same question is how do you do what you do? Because being a musician, you get up there and you have this layer in front of you and the audience.
Yep.
Right? This kind of force field being your instrument between you and the audience.
Totally.
And I did my first stand-up, I don't know, a couple months ago now, and I was fucking petrified.
Yeah, that's the appropriate response.
Yeah. I don't see how people get up on the stage and do it.
I think when people try and draw the conclusions between the two of them, they're just not the same. Because especially with rock and roll, like I guess with jazz, because you're improvising and you have to improvise, so there's some fear there. But they're just different. But also, there's no, I don't think, having done both, that like the act of making music in front of people with a collective is a whole completely other different experience. Like when you lock in with a group of people and you're up there and you are protected, you create something that can be incredibly powerful.
Right.
You know, that doesn't always happen with stand-up. Stand-up hits a certain level, but it doesn't.
Well, I'm just more.
I've never felt that stand-up could be as transcendent as music can be.
Well, I'm more making the comparison. The comparison with me lies between getting up on a stage and being there in front of a bunch of people doing your thing, you know.
Right.
So, yeah. But it's fun. I will say it's been fucking awesome doing the show and meeting all these musicians and stuff.
No,
I know I kind of went on a
No, the only thing I think would do it, and this is not putting you down at all, is a musician that other musicians went, okay, I can see the thing about Marin
is
the thing about Marin is
everyone
goes in there and
everybody
goes,
knows
well,
him.
You know what I'm talking about because you've been there, bro. Like there's a peer-to-peer thing where people know that Marin's done the work. Mm-hmm. He has the credibility. Mm-hmm. He understands the experience and he feels like a friend that knows what you're going through, so that when you're explaining your boring shit that could be boring to other people, he's fascinated by it or wants to, he'll ask you more questions.
Yeah.
So it'd be a guy like Roderick who is without a doubt an awesome songwriter. but a guy that's not super famous that might be wondering why the guy from the Chili Peppers is super famous or whatever. Like,
right,
it just seems
right.
like somebody that could get in there and ask those kind of questions.
We did did get into that conversation a little bit because he was drawing comparisons between his band and the Decemberists. And when the Decemberists made it big, they were still, him and Colin Malloy were tight. They were very close. And so we did talk about that a little bit. So, yeah, go back, everybody listening to this one, and listen to the John.
Oh,
Rogers
you got to. I want to hear that. What is he?
And listen to our podcast, Walking the Room.
And listen to Walking the Room, too.
For something that's not, that won't be at all like a discussion with John Roderick. There'll be no insight. There'll be nothing cool about it. You'll just be in a closet about their fucking shitty careers.
I got one more question for you guys, and then we'll let you go here because you guys.
They're playing our soul music. We usually say, "What Martha and the Bend? What do you got? Like, what do they got? What is this?"
Hit me with some old Motown, is what I say.
Hit me some old Motown because they must have gone. What do we have that's old for these guys?
Yep.
At least play the fake old stuff like the Detroit Cobras.
There you go. Yeah. So, Greg, I noticed in my very short time of doing research on you guys, Dave. You have an affinity for hatred against the Kardashians, which it states on your Wikipedia page.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I don't. They represent everything that's wrong with this country right now. They're
pretty
just
much.
These wealthy, have no talent, extraordinarily wealthy people, and they're so detached from reality that they don't know what's happening. And their tweets, like something horrifying will be happening and Kim Kardashian will tweet, like, "Look at my new dress." And you're like, "Well, there's..."
No, it's literally like I'm sitting in a gold...
Just happened.
How could I be flying in a gold airplane? Like, literally, it's like the most... like, with no sensitivity to the rest of the world
that's
going
out
there.
That's not even a humble brag. That's just a straight-up brag.
But it's almost the point of, like, she just does not even get the fact that, like, something that could be cool to her in the moment, flying in an all-gold jet...
Yeah.
...could just be so horrifying to so many people that will not only never be in a gold jet, but a jet at all. Like, just any of that stuff.
You know, there's 20% unemployment or whatever it is, realistically, and you're fucking tweeting about that shit. Go fuck yourself.
Or so aloof that you don't get it.
Right.
That you don't get why people have such vitriol
so
for you.
So detached that she cannot comprehend why anyone would think that that's disgusting.
Yeah.
And it is.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
If she had
talent,
I'd feel different
about it. So the Wikipedia
page
on you was correct.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
The Wikipedia page on Phil Eck, not so much. You'll have to listen to that episode, too. So, Greg, I saw on yours, as I was doing the minimal amount of research, checking out some YouTube videos and everything, you used to have a talk show.
Yes, that is in fact true.
Will you tell us really quick how that came about?
Dave and I worked on it.
Is that where you guys met?
We knew each other before, but
we've been friends forever. But Dave's worked on most of the things that I've. Anytime one of us gets an opportunity, generally the other person comes along with it.
Right.
And I had a talk show because I wrote a hit relationship book, and I was given a talk show.
Yeah.
And Dave and I had an idea. My wife and I had an idea of what it was going to be, and Sony Pictures Television had a different version of it, and it was spiky-haired Ricky Lake.
Yeah.
And
What channel was it on?
It was syndicated.
It was 06, right?
It was nationally syndicated.
Yeah.
So whatever your Tribune station is up here.
Okay. Gotcha.
And when I say up here, I mean it was on probably...
Bad experience for you?
You know what? In the big scheme of things, mm-hmm. I had a TV show. I got to make 123 episodes. I was on television. We got to have some fun. We did some cool things.
It went on for a while then, huh?
Yeah, we did a year.
Yeah.
Ultimately, it sort of led to the stuff that we're doing now, but it was really fucking hard. But I don't have any, like... I don't have regrets.
No qualms about it.
When you're doing an episode, when you're looking in girls' purses, fucking your shit's not where you... When we come back, Margaret has too much stuff in her purse. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Like, when you're doing that kind of shit, you're kind of hating your life. But, like, when we did there was some sketch stuff that we did. We had a show where I was in the middle of something really important, and Dave came out dressed as me and started to do a different interview with a different...
Yeah.
Like, there's some weird shit that I'm really proud of that in my head I go, okay, so that... was breeding ground for stuff that we're going to do later on. So.
Right. Well, was it, because I was watching it and, like, I mean, knowing your stand-up comedy and knowing, you know, the type of comedy that you guys do on the podcast and all that good stuff, like, was it a little bit soul-crushing that you had to kind of do comedy more for, like, middle America, daytime television America?
I think...
Or did that even...
No, the comedy wasn't the soul-crushing thing. The soul-crushing thing was... having to sit in a room and have someone go, just have this guest on. She's pregnant with a black child,
oh,
and
God.
Her father's a racist. Just trust me, it's going to be great. That's the soul crushing.
Yeah,
part,
we didn't.
You're
like,
oh my god, this is Maury Povich, and you're a comedian. What the fuck are we doing?
Yeah. I mean, that was the difficult part of it. Those shows, all of them, including Oprah, are always awful in their inception.
Right.
And then
they
become something. They're such big beasts that they literally have to live for a while. And if you cut its head off too early, that's it.
Yeah.
So I think we were on our way. At the very end, we started to come up with some pretty cool ideas. And again, I'm loath. I've had better luck than most people will ever have in their lives. So I'm loath to say, oh, boo-hoo me. We tried. We did the very best we could. Yes, some regrettable haircuts early on. Some vests. You don't know what you look like until I'd never been on television before.
Yeah.
And you have a thing that in real life you go, ah, it feels like it's kind of a Brian Setzer thing. Right, and then you go, fuck, I look like a crazy blonde rooster.
Yeah, you did.
I do now, but it's intentional.
The frosted tips and stuff like that. Yeah,
just like, you know, it was like, you know, I thought I looked like Lars Fredriksson, and instead I look like Florence Henderson. So what are you going to do?
Sexy Florence.
Henderson. Just calling back to Sklar's.
Yep.
Well, thank you guys so much.
This has been awesome.
Thanks for coming on the show. This has been a huge pleasure. And I am now officially a cuddler.
Nice.
Yeah. What's up, cuddler?
Sorry.
Yeah. How you is?
Sorry about that.
You should be. Well, thank you guys so much. And where can we walk in the room? Where can we find it?
Walkingtheroom.com.
iTunes. Uh-huh.
And then your guys' Twitter handles.
I'm at Dave Anthony.
I'm at Greg Barrett.
All right. Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks.
All right, well, there you have it, our little chat with Dave Anthony and Greg Barrett of Walking the Room. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Also, hope you guys enjoyed the music that we played for you there. All coming from Fits and the Tantrums, from their album Picking Up the Pieces. So go and find that at fitsandthetantrums.com. Buy that album. It's fantastic. It's so, so good. And you've only heard just a small portion of it on this, episode 97 of the Air Raid podcast. Hey, please remember, you can find us at air-raid.net. Also, at the all-new cairoradio.com, because we are now a part of the good people over there at Cairo. Local radio station here, 97.3 FM. Don't forget to go to iTunes. And leave us a star rating or a short review. We would really appreciate that. Helps us out to keep getting great guests like Greg and Dave on the show. Also, you can find us on Facebook at the Air Raid Podcast and on Twitter at Air Raid Net. So do that. Yeah, and coming up June 30th at 8 o'clock at Naked City Brewery and Tap House here in North Seattle in the Greenwood neighborhood. Right smack dab on Greenwood Avenue. We're going to be having a listener party. Our first kind of, you know, jump into this thing. So I hope you all can make it out to that at 8 o'clock, June 30th. This is Fitz and the Tantrums, LOV, and we will see you next week. Have a good one, everybody!